You are Locked On Fantasy, your daily NFL fantasy podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Locked On Fantasy Football Podcast. As usual, I'm your host, Vinny Iyerman. I'm not doing this. I'm writing about NFL and fantasy football for SportingNews.com. Come to the site now. Check out all the good stuff we have there leading you into Week 14. I already have my picks against the spread up there, as well as my decider column. You can check that out Tuesday afternoon / evening. It goes up there on the site. Combination of ranking, start, sit advice for you across positions. On this show, on Locked On Fantasy Football, we did take Monday off, so we did take a break from our takeaway show here with a little bit of a personal business to attend to there. So we're picking it up where we left off. We're going to give you the advice you need. Pickup Tuesday is here. We're going to pick you up with the waiver wire advice you need to know ahead of Week 14. We're always trying to improve our teams, create some depth here. It is the playoff run starting for many this week. Some wait till next week here, but it's an exciting time of the fantasy football seasonal grind here. And again, you want to tighten up everything. If you've got some questions on your roster, you're loaded a lot of positions, but need a little bit of depth or need maybe a streaming player, this is where we're going to help you here down the stretch. It looks a little bit different. We're not going for any longer term plays because there's no longer term. This is all, can they help us here or give us insurance over the final few weeks? So we'll dive into that in a moment. Thanks for making Locked On Fantasy Football your first listen today. We're free and available to you on all platforms. Let's start at running back. As usual, there's some help at running back late in the season. And a lot of people dropped Cam Akers. We thought, is it going to be the Kyren Williams show coming in Los Angeles? All the hype around Kyren Williams. But at this point, everyone has dropped like flies here. Matthew Stafford, Cooper Kupp, Allen Robinson, Daryl Henderson is now in Jacksonville. So it lined up well for Cam Akers. He was in the doghouse at midseason. But at this point, Sean McVay is looking around and saying, there's not a lot of guys I can trust here that have some explosiveness and upside with their offensive skills. So Akers definitely has that talent. We know that. We saw it last week against the Seahawks. They gave him the majority of the snaps over Kyren Williams, and that's what you saw there play out in that game. So when you look at it overall, it's a really a good situation for Akers. We thought, okay, they are breaking down here and what's going to go right with the Rams, but Cam Akers is the last guy standing there, and that offensive line broke down pass protection, but now you're seeing it really stand out there as a run blocking unit. And really, the Seahawks, you knew that was going to be the game plan. Josh Jacobs and the Raiders just destroyed that team. So Seattle really starting to wilt against the run. So that was a matchup. But speaking of the Raiders, that's who Akers and the Rams get this week, and definitely can run on them and make some plays. And he's also a good receiver. So all that says Cam Akers might be a sneaky, out of nowhere league winner that we thought he was a league loser for a good part of the first half of the season and going into the second half as well. Now let's go to our situation in New York. If this is a guy that you were skeptical about last week, Zonovan Bam Knight. Yeah, he's still on the list here. Pick him up if he's still available, even in shallow leagues. Look at Michael Carter. He tried to play last week. He was doubtful, and then, oh, man, it was brutal. He got hurt again here. And Ty Johnson, look, there's some people out there with Ty Johnson, but Bam Knight is a very talented back. Zonovan, otherwise known as at NC State, was very productive here, and we see it. The Jets really like him. So we're going to buy into that. The Jets really like Bam Knight. Maybe we bought a little too much into the Rams loving Kyren Williams and just going with him and turning him into the feature back for Akers. But and Ty Johnson's a holdover. This coaching staff went out and got Knight to play with Breece Hall. So keep that in mind here. That's the way they wanted to go this season with the offense. So they maybe had this opportunity to play Knight to come up that they didn't expect, and now they're taking full advantage of it. So he's going to keep rolling as this Jets offense is definitely awake now. They get the Bills this week. They should stick to the run a little bit more in this matchup. This is the last call, speaking of the Bills, for James Cook. James Cook really came on last week against the Patriots. He looked like the better, more explosive back here than one Nyheim Hines and now Devin Singletary. So Singletary's slowing down a little bit, and you look at Hines, he's just a receiver here, but Cook proved he can be very adept at that. Hines, I think they got mainly for special teams here, as we've seen recently, but James Cook, talent is starting to take over a little bit. They didn't overwork him early in his rookie season, so he's got a lot of fresh legs here down the stretch. So I do like a James Cook quite a bit to help your fantasy teams. All right, let's also look to Dalvin Cook and his backup, Alexander Mattison. Again, we're going to keep putting him on the list until you make sure you sew this up. If you got Dalvin Cook, you got to have Alexander Mattison. It is the Detroit Lions this week, and Mattison, remember, he had that weird touchdown celebration there. He pulled up like he had a hamstring injury. It was fake, and then he did a little twerking, and he got that from a soccer player. So, again, weird performance there by Mattison, but Dalvin maybe turning this into a little bit more of a split, because I think Mattison fits their power running a little bit better than Dalvin Cook. Cook has been rather productive, but he's been up and down, not that reliable back every week here that you're looking at. But it is the Lions this week, so maybe the game script also helps a little bit of Mattison play. So if you need him as a plug and play, as a flex, that's good. If you got Dalvin, you can go after him. But I think even if you don't have Dalvin, you can look at Alexander Mattison. That's what we saw last week here. So like that, this Falcons team, the wheels are coming off, and they got to look to next year. I'm waiting for them to let Desmond Ridder play here down the stretch. I still think they believe they're in the playoff hunt. That's because the Buccaneers just won't pull away. They did win last night and come back with Tom Brady to make that happen, to get to 6-6, and really have opened up a big lead in that division. So maybe the Falcons will realize that and fall to contention and give Algier some action, as well as fellow rookie Ridder, and get Drake London going a little bit. So they've got to play till next year. I hope we'll see that here from the Falcons soon. And I think there could be a pivot to him after this bye week that you look at for Atlanta. All right, let's go to Kansas City. Isaiah Pacheco's run pretty well, but Jerick McKinnon is still the key receiving back, and I think McKinnon right now could get a little bit more work here in those type of situations, so he's a guy to maybe think about there, given Pacheco is a rookie and doesn't catch passes. Jordan Mason still looking like the best option here behind Christian McCaffrey. Everyone jumped out to get him because we had the knee aggravation for McCaffrey. I guess it was a knee irritation more so, but he still played through it. We know he played really well there against the Dolphins, and we just saw that it really was the McCaffrey show without Eli Mitchell in there. So something's going to have to happen for McCaffrey to give this up down the stretch. This is why they got him. But Jordan Mason is your best insurance policy at this very moment over Tyrion Davis Price. All right, we saw the, we'll call it the jamming of the ankle. That's what Pete Carroll said of Kenneth Walker. That was a bummer. I think he was headed for a big day. I mean, he had 30 yards rushing early in that game against the Rams. And I think it changed the course of the game because the Seahawks couldn't run. They were trying to piece it together. Travis Homer also missed the game with multiple injuries. So they had to rely a lot on DJ Dallas to move the ball. They also had Tony Jones Jr., the former Saints backup to Alvin Kamara. He was in the mix. So a little bit of a messy committee. We'll see if Homer can return. So that's why I can't be high on Dallas, because of Jones being involved. And again, they're going to go to the hot hand probably, and the guy that's going to get the best volume. So if Homer comes back, I think he has the role here. But Dallas also has proved himself well when needed, when we had the injuries with Chris Carson and Rashad Penny. So we'll see. Maybe Walker doesn't miss the game at all. They haven't ruled him out here for this week. So could see him in there against the Panthers. And that's why we want to pay attention to how this backfield plays out and what the Seahawks might do with it if Walker's in or Walker's out this week. Melvin Gordon, you can look at. He's a power back replacement if something were to happen to Isaiah Pacheco. They are playing a revenge game against the Broncos now. We know Melvin Gordon's played for three-fourths of the teams in the AFC West except the Raiders, so he might be a little bit motivated, maybe get some touches randomly here in this matchup. But we'll watch that play out. I still think Pacheco's lead power back. McKinnon is the change of pace receiver. Chuba Hubbard, Dante Foreman battling multiple injuries. So we know Hubbard is capable of doing well in a bigger role. He did that last year before Foreman was acquired, after he was a strong backup to Derrick Henry in Tennessee last year. So watch out for Hubbard there, have an impact. And Mike Boone, I know it's a Latavius Murray backfield here. Gordon is gone. there from Denver, but watch out for Mike Boone here having a little bit of a run here. I think Broncos are basically going to go run heavy. They lost Cortland Sutton to hamstring injury. Jerry Jeudy wasn't all that effective in the ankle. So, again, they need a run to finish well here. And they do have a good matchup this week against the Chiefs, who are very vulnerable, we know, in the running game and to pass catching back. So I think that's going to help one Latavius Murray. And if Mike Boone can go, that's something to watch there as well. All right, we're also going to look at streaming defenses in this first segment. And one of them is the Arizona Cardinals. Primetime game. I love playing defenses in primetime. We know what they did against the Saints. They had the multiple defensive touchdowns against Andy Dalton. Mac Jones can turn over the ball. So really like the Arizona Cardinals this week as a nice sleeper there that should be available in a lot of leagues here based on the bye week last week and maybe being a bit inconsistent before that. The Raiders certainly should have a lot of availability in your leagues. They're playing the Rams and they might get a backup quarterback. That's the only concern with Cam Akers if Bryce Perkins has to be in there because you have the John Wolford neck irritation that has popped up again here. So a little bit questionable there. But looking at it overall, this Rams team is going to give up the sacks. The Raiders are favored here by almost a touchdown. They're going to have the positive game script. So Akers might have to get it done from scrimmage here, but definitely the Raiders have some opportunities for some sacks and picks in this game against probably Bryce Perkins over Wolford in this game replacing Stafford. The Vikings, the Lions are still injury prone. I know they lit up the Jaguars, but the Vikings have a few playmakers, Za'Darius Smith, Harrison Smith, some of those guys that can take advantage of Jared Goff turnovers, especially the Vikings turn this into a positive game script. So something to look at there with the Minnesota Vikings as a cheap streamer, and maybe a lot of people are off them because their performance against the Patriots and Jets didn't produce a whole lot of points, but they can be a big play defense. The NFC North title's on the line. I think they'll be motivated to play that. The Chiefs also in good position against Russell Wilson and the Broncos this week, even though that game is in Denver, an alternative to playing the Broncos defense against Patrick Mahomes this week. All right, there you have it. There's a look at your running backs and streaming defenses to target on the waiver wire here ahead of Week 14. We will get in our next segment, the wide receivers, and we'll do that, and then we'll close the show looking at our quarterbacks and tight ends that can help you on the waiver wire. Before we do that, I got to tell you about LinkedIn Jobs, one of our favorite sponsors here. These days, every potential hire for your business can feel like a high-stakes wager for your small business. You want to be 100% certain that you have access to the best qualified candidates available. That's why you have to check it out, LinkedIn Jobs, when you're looking for someone new to join your team. LinkedIn Jobs helps find the right people for your team faster and for free. Again, an NFL team is kind of like a small business. You got to recruit the best players to come in via free agency in the draft and know the right fit and the mix of guys that are going to make your team successful. And then you're going to think about that same thing in your business here, that you want to have the right mix of people that you can grow and deliver what you need to do for your customers. So it's very easy to do here with LinkedIn to create a job. You can do it in minutes. Then you add your job in the purple hashtag hiring frame to your LinkedIn profile to spread the word that you're hiring. Simple tools like screening questions make it easy to focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience so you can quickly prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one, delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the qualified candidates you want to talk to faster. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/lockedonNFL. That's linkedin.com/lockedonNFL to post your job for free. Terms and conditions do apply. All right, we will continue the show here on Locked On Fantasy Football. Again, wide receivers are the position we'll look at next, starting with another New York Jet. Thanks for making Locked On Fantasy Football your first listen today. For a second listen today, check out Locked On Sports Today. From the games that matter most to the biggest stories in sports, go beyond the scoreboard and behind the scenes with local experts and insights only Locked On can provide. Locked On Sports Today, available on this app, YouTube, and wherever you get your podcasts. All right, it's time to continue. Let's look at the wide receivers. Corey Davis is the Jets' wide receiver in question here. Big game last week. Well, big enough. 5 for 85 there against the Vikings in that secondary. Davis, they've missed him for sure. It's opened up the rest of the offense a little bit. We're all over Garrett Wilson and Elijah Moore. They're the shiny new toys, the rookie and second-year player. But Corey Davis has been pretty good. We know he was a high first-round pick of the Titans. He was decent last year until injuries kind of messed that up for him in 2021 in his first season with the Jets. But maybe Mike White, again, unlocking a little bit more with all these passing weapons. And Davis has kind of been a forgotten man. There's been a lot of attention here on what Wilson and Moore have done and Tyler Conklin. But Davis, as he proved, is still a pretty special receiver in the right type of matchups. He gets the Bills this week. So I figure some of the attention is going to go on Garrett Wilson. We're looking at Elijah Moore in the slot. So that could open things up for Davis this week if you're looking for a wide receiver three. So definitely has some value and should be considered a lot of deeper leagues. Another player, Jameson Williams, he's back here for the Lions, activated there. So we'll see if they give him a little bit more run here. And then they're getting that matchup that the Jets just exploited downfield for more than 300 passing yards against the Vikings. So Jameson Williams might be showcased a little bit more. Lions are still in the playoff hunt, but they might need a big play threat like Williams for Jared Goff to change things a little bit for what they're trying to do. So Jameson Williams, again, let the rookie do a little bit more, but he definitely has some upside here down the stretch. Kadarius Toney is not a rookie, but he's a first-round, second-year player. We'll see if he can return for the Chiefs this week against the Broncos. Again, it's not been close to playing since he got hurt, and he had that first breakout game here. But we know Toney is a big part of what they do, and the rest of their receivers haven't done a lot in his absence. So it opens the door for Toney to go back to his key playmaking role for Patrick Mahomes. DJ Chark, maybe a forgotten guy, all the hype with Jameson Williams, but Chark also looked pretty good here, playing off Amon-Ra St. Brown. So this is all adding up to why we like Jared Goff. We'll talk about him in our final segment at quarterback. But Williams and Chark, two legitimate weapons here, playing off Amon-Ra St. Brown in the slot. The outside, Chark with a little bit more experience. We know the former Jaguar was a little bit motivated last week against the Jaguars and produced pretty well. But Williams, I still think, is going to be ending up as their best player outside, even though he's been labeled as a deep threat. I think he can be a complete receiver as their number one. And again, there might be some more opportunities there, but definitely want to attach yourself a little bit more to this Lions pass game, especially without TJ Hawkinson. You can look more at the wide receivers. Now, Nico Collins, again, I think there's a bit of a changing of the guard here. Brandon Cooks disinterested, hurt. Nico Collins, I think, is a keeper for their next quarterback. I know it hasn't been great with either Davis Mills or Kyle Allen, but a player that you can look at, maybe some garbage production here that you can look at against the Cowboys this week, is the Texans are 17-point underdogs in this game. So a lot of passing you'd figure there in the second half, and Collins should be the beneficiary of that. Now, Paris Campbell, I get it. It was only Alec Pierce in Dallas. Speaking of Dallas, last week for Matt Ryan, Pierce kind of came out of nowhere to return back to relevance as a downfield playmaking threat. Now, I still like Paris Campbell a little bit better than Pierce because there's some inconsistency there with Matt Ryan pushing the ball downfield that I think was a bit fluky. I think they took advantage of the matchup. Trayvon Diggs was a little bit overmatched. Michael Pittman Jr. kind of disappeared as well in that game. So Paris Campbell still well the bread is buttered here for the Colts. And again, it's a bye week this week, but we'll see how they come out. But I think Campbell is going to help Matt Ryan a little bit more, given the arm just isn't there. I think it was a bit of an anomaly to see those passes to Alec Pierce there against the Cowboys. Now, Terrace Marshall Jr., if people forgot about him during the bye, he's back for the Panthers. They have better passing upside here with Sam Darnold playing off DJ Moore, who played pretty well with the Darnold return before the bye. So Terrace Marshall Jr. is out there. Marquez Valdes-Scantling was telling you that no one's stepping out for the Chiefs here to really deliver consistently, but he's a big play threat. If there's a chance for big plays, especially with what the Broncos have and Pat Surtain too, maybe containing other receivers, MVS is someone to look at. Mac Hollins getting a little bit more run. You look at the Rams, they've struggled again in the secondary away from the number one receiver, so you figure Jalen Ramsey is going to try to contain Davante Adams, but they're really thin at the other spot here. So Hollins might have some streaming value this week in that matchup. Odell Beckham Jr., does he land with the Cowboys? Michael Gallup has come on pretty well here and looked like the old Michael Gallup playing off CeeDee Lamb, but I still think there's a good chance for OBJ as he's meeting with the Cowboys and potential of that signing happen very soon, as early as the end of this week, assuming Beckham's knee injury holds up. Now, Julio Jones is a forgotten one. He's right, been up there with OBJ and Antonio Brown. They were these dominant fantasy football forces that we thought about in the first round back in the day. But as they've gotten into their 30s here, it's a little bit different. But Julio Jones still making some spectacular catches. We saw that play he made against the Saints. I mean, great play that he dove and jumped up for. He looks like Julio when they give him the chance. And maybe they'll give him a little bit more chances with Mike Evans in a major slump here this season. So there you have it. There's a look at what you're looking at for wide receivers this week ahead of week 14, if you need some help there. a lot of players that you have some potential to put in your lineup sooner rather than later, and then just that OBJ wild card is there as well. And if he's still available in the league, you have to go after him this week, because I think he'll be on a team by the end of this week. This episode of Locked On Fantasy Football is also brought to you by Audible. Audible is releasing a slate of new football podcasts that we're sure you're going to love. That's why you're able to find a sneak peek of Block Forever, available on Locked On NFL right now. Block Forever is a brand new podcast from former NFL All-Pro center Ryan Khalil and Audible. Khalil takes a conversation about football to the next level. You'll hear Christian McCaffrey talk about his love-hate relationship with fantasy football. Juju Smith-Schuster gives his most honest opinions on other players in position in the league. Khalil sits down with star players, coaches, and former pros across the league to get real about what happens on the field and behind the scenes, inside locker rooms, during team meetings, and back at the hotel. Ryan and his guests discuss topics like the player psyche, sports betting, playing through pain, being a leader, and how to deal with combative teammates. There's nothing out of bounds on Block Forever. Block Forever is available for free on Audible or wherever you get your podcasts. Head over to Locked On NFL for a sneak peek of Block Forever or catch a full series starring Ryan Khalil. Available anywhere you get your podcasts. Available everywhere now. Audible, get in the game. All right, it is time to close the show here on Locked On Fantasy Football and look at our quarterbacks and tight ends to target in fantasy football here on the waiver wire. Lost Lamar Jackson, lost Jimmy Garoppolo. You were trying to stream Garoppolo, perhaps. Tyler Huntley is your plug and play this week. He's playing the Steelers. We know what he did at the end of the game against the Broncos, rallied them to victory here. Tyler Huntley put up some big numbers with Mark Andrews last year. I get it. There's no Rashad Bateman or Marquise Hollywood Brown, who's in Arizona now. But Huntley still can have this offense popping. He's a good runner. We know that he can have that element of Jackson's game, so that gives him a nice floor here. But if you're worried about Jackson and what you're going to do to replace him, just put Huntley in there. There, get the Steelers this week. I get the Steelers' defense played a little bit better against Marcus Mariota, running quarterback last week here on the weekend, but Huntley, again, has the tools to a better offense. They're not going to change the way they do a lot of things here without Jackson with Greg Roman. So Huntley is my number one pickup here at quarterback because, again, he has that Lamar-like upside. We saw the numbers last year. That is definitely possible, and the schedule is very favorable here for the Baltimore backup quarterback as long as he's going to start, but he's definitely going to be ruled out this week, it sounds like, by John Harbaugh. Jared Goff, again, the weapons are increasing with Williams and Chark in the mix. Here he's getting used to those guys back in the lineup as newcomers with Amon-Ra St. Brown. He's filling with the tight ends. DeAndre Swift is playing well, and Goff is at home this week. So you can definitely play him. I think he has a better chance to succeed than Mike White did at the Vikings last week. Goff at home. We know Goff puts up big numbers at home for sure in that contained dome in those better matchups that have seemed to come there to Detroit as well. Mike White, again, put up the numbers in a weird way. He had nearly 400 yards passing, got a rushing touchdown. The interceptions we could have been doing without. But if he had one more touchdown, he would have had a really nice fantasy football day there in Minnesota. So, again, Buffalo a little bit tough here. I know that by the numbers, the Bills give up something in the passing game, but we also saw that last week with Mac Jones. Didn't play out. But Mike White definitely should be managed in all leagues as a backup at this stage, given the potency of the Jets' passing game overall with their weapons. Ryan Tannehill has kind of faded a little bit here the last couple weeks, but they got the Jaguars this week, and we'll see about Treylon Burks. He's in the concussion protocol. That would take away a key receiver there. I wouldn't go out and get Robert Woods, but maybe you'll see Tannehill pivot to someone else, and it's going to be a tight end, I think, that you'll see trying to make big plays off play action with Derrick Henry, who usually destroys Jacksonville. Kenny Pickett looked pretty good. I thought that he left some touchdowns on the table there against the Falcons. So if he gets the two touchdowns, that's really what we're looking for. I think that may not happen against the Ravens, who are tough against the pass and the run this week. But Pickett is going to have some value down the stretch with things opening up and better matchups. And Brock Purdy, he might be far down in the rankings, but Brock Purdy, if you had Jimmy Garoppolo and you had a high floor play with him based on all these weapons, wouldn't you have the same with Brock Purdy? He's got a great offensive line. He's got great weapons. He's going to be protected. The running game is going to be there. He doesn't have to do a lot. He can be the point guard, distribute, get the ball in the hands of these other guys. He can make things happen after the catch, whether it's Debo or McCaffrey or George Kittle or Jawan Jennings or Brandon Ayuk. It's just all over the field here for Purdy. And again, he's going to be well protected, get the running game, set up the play action downfield, get these guys open. the 49ers are still going to do all that with the Mr. Irrelevant rookie quarterback starting for them. So Brock Purdy, again, the running game might be leaned on a little bit more. That's actually the bigger reason not to just trust Purdy immediately as a QB1. They're also playing the Buccaneers this week. But, yeah, you could do a lot worse than that position. Like, say, go after Mac Jones, someone with very low upside. Taylor Heineke, we haven't seen it being all that great here. So I really like Brock Purdy as a pickup this week. And he's going to be available in a lot of leagues because everyone's just going to dust him off. Look, I don't think he's going to be a Cooper Rush type, which means a good thing, that he's not going to be a caretaker. I think they're going to run their offense through Purdy, do what they did. He just delivered just now against the Dolphins. So they're going to trust him. I would totally believe that here from Kyle Shanahan. And we'll see if they do pick up Baker Mayfield off waivers here from the Panthers. Someone else gets him or he becomes a free agent. If they don't, that's a good sign for Purdy and what they think of him running their offense. All right, let's go to tight end. Greg Dulcich, he's got to do more things by default. We saw that a little bit more against the Ravens. You also have Cortland Sutton now on the shelf. Jerry Jeudy hasn't been healthy in the ankle. KJ Hamler's got an ankle injury. So Dulcich, it just screams, use Dulcich, use the running game a little bit more. So we'll see if Russell Wilson can heat up that connection a little bit more. Evan Engram did deliver in that good matchup against the Lions with a touchdown. They get this week, the Jaguars, and a good matchup against the Titans. They give it up to the wide receivers and tight ends quite a bit, so maybe another chance for Evan Engram to get going. Taysom Hill, there's been no Juwan Johnson for the Saints. We'll see if he can return. Adam Trautman, really not on the radar. I know Taysom Hill is not a traditional tight end in the sense, but he didn't make a big play there to score with Andy Dalton against the Buccaneers. So you got to look at Taysom Hill being a bigger deal here as they're trying to generate a spark in their offense in New Orleans there, and he was the only guy that really looked that part, and that's why they lost the Buccaneers. Too many field goals, too much not finishing the game with the right players. Another guy you can look at is Hunter Henry. They do get the cheat code matchup this week. The Patriots do against the Cardinals, so Henry has a good chance to score, maybe a little bit of Jonu Smith, but I do think Hunter Henry is in a great spot this week to be one of the touchdown scorers for the Patriots. Don't forget about Chig Okonkwo either. This is the guy that I think Tannehill is going to look to more. This guy's made big plays in several weeks here at tight end. They're going to need him more as a rookie with Treylon Burks probably going to miss this game against the Jaguars. So Jaguars do give up the points to the tight end. So Chig Okonkwo is someone that you can look at. How about Daniel Bellinger? We'll track him with that eye injury. Does he return this week? That'll be great because I think the Giants need a few more weapons here, especially in the intermediate to short passing game. So do like the Giants and maybe putting some garbage points against the Eagles. Eagles are favored by a touchdown on the road, but Bellinger would immediately return to a key role, I think, with Daniel Jones and their offense in that particular matchup. And finally, Ian Thomas. This is a dart throw, and again, they do have multiple tight ends, including Tommy Trumbull there in Carolina. So if you go Thomas or Trumbull, if you're really stuck here, Seahawks and their tight end woes, you can try to go in that direction to see, as an experiment, especially in DFS, if that just holds up every week, that you can trust the tight end playing the Seahawks for the most part. And I think we'll see Thomas or Trumbull. We'll see how the thing plays out here. But there was some connection there with Thomas for Sam Darnold. So I would say he would be the guy more likely here. So something to watch for in that Seattle matchup is a deep sleeper and just kind of a punt play that actually has some upside playing against that Seahawks defense. So there you have it. There's a look at your waiver wire advice for week number 14 here. Can't believe it's already here, but those are the players we recommend at running back, streaming defense, wide receiver, quarterback, and tight end for you. Thanks for making Locked On Fantasy Football your first listen. For your next listen, check out the Locked On Sports Today podcast. The biggest stories of the day, plus instant reactions, big game recaps, and the take of the day. Available on the Odyssey app, YouTube, and wherever you get your podcasts. For Locked On Fantasy Football, for Pickup Tuesday with our waiver wire advice, this has been Mini Hour. Check us out tomorrow as we break down the games of Week 14 from a quarterback and running back perspective with our ranking and start set advice for those two positions.